The title of the story is Good Boy. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
This is my first time writing any sort of erotica. I hope you enjoy it. Any advice is welcome. Both characters are adults and are not related. Mommy and I were sitting on the couch with me in her loving arms as I suckled on her breast. The warmth of her body and the feeling of her caressing my head lulled me to blissful relaxation. Honey, she whispered. I look into her eyes, sparkling with arousal. I slowly give Mommy's nipple one last lick before releasing. Yes, Mommy, come with me. I want to play. She smiled her beautiful smile as she got up and took my hand. I loved holding Mommy's soft, cool hand. She led me to the bedroom and told me to stand still, always wanting to make Mommy happy. I obeyed. She ran a hand up my shirt, softly grazing my tummy before making her way to my nipple. She playfully gave it a pinch, causing me to tense up and realize a soft moan. Mommy, SHHH, baby, don't speak. She started to pull my shirt up and I lifted my arms to allow her to strip me. She tossed my shirt away before continuing with my shorts. She put her hands under my underwear at the side of my thighs and moved them to my butt. She rubbed both cheeks hard, making me clench up. Relax, let Mommy give your cute butt a massage, she whispered. I relaxed and allowed her to continue. My penis starting to pitch a tent in my shorts. Mommy giggled melodiously. Oh, how I love to hear her giggle. She pulled my shorts and underwear down, allowing gravity to do the rest of the work and freed my penis for her. Aw, looks like Mommy's pee-pee is getting excited. She giggled again, making her pee-pee twitch with delight. Aren't you just adorable? She cooed at it. Sit on the bed, sweetie, she instructed. I, of course, obeyed. She tossed my shorts towards my discarded shirt. Come now, baby, lie down on your back for Mommy. I moved so that my whole body was now on the bed and proceeded to lie down as she said. After all, it is for Mommy. She spread my legs and walked towards the corner of the bed on her left. She wrapped the cuff that was also connected to the bed to my right ankle before moving to the other side and doing the same to my left ankle. She smirked and quickly tried to hide it, but I still saw. But I wasn't going to ruin whatever Mommy had in store for me. She quickly tickled my foot, causing me to squirm and laugh out. She stopped. Shush, baby, don't make any noise. I nodded, tears of laughter brimming at the edge of my eyes. She moved to the top of the bed on her right, Mommy's boobies jiggling as she did so. I tried to wrap my lips around one of them, but Mommy gently pushed me back down on my forehead. No, you had your turn, now it's Mommy's turn to have fun, she chastised sternly. I gave her the puppy dog eyes in response. Mommy sighed before smiling at me. Here, to keep you quiet, you can suckle on Mommy's panties. She stuck a finger on the outside of her panties and pushed it into her wet pussy, making sure to soak up all of her juices. She took off her panties and waved them in front of my face. But before I could reach out and grab them, she smacked my hands away. Patience, sweetheart, patience. She kissed my forehead. Put your arms above your head just like Mommy likes. I did as she said, my heart pounding with anticipation to be able to taste Mommy again. She connected a third and fourth cuff onto my wrists to hold them together. Finally, after what seemed like forever, she balled up her panties and held them in her left hand. With the other hand, she caressed my face before rubbing her thumb over my lips. Looking in my eyes, she asked lovingly, how did I get so lucky? Now open wide, she commanded, pulling my lower lip down. I slowly opened my mouth, my heart beating like crazy now. Here's an extra treat for my baby boy. She let a glob of sweet saliva drop from her mouth into mine. I squirmed in delight in response. Thank you, Mo. She quickly gagged me with her soaked underwear. Her pee-pee was now as hard as can be. She came in close to my ear and whispered, SHHH. Her warm breath tickled my ear before she teasingly bit my earlobe. She released and quickly flicked my earlobe with her tongue before crawling onto the bed and kneeling in between my spread legs, looking down at her pee-pee with loving eyes. She slowly breathed on the tip, the warmth of her breath coaxing out some pre-cum. Awa, how sweet. He's crying tears of joy, she cooed before slowly, oh so slowly, licked the tear up. She gently licked around the tip before slowly wrapping her lips around it. I took in a sudden breath in reaction and she stopped moving, her lips still around the head. I looked at her and Mommy looked at me, never breaking eye contact, waiting for me to relax. The tension soon left my body and she continued, lowering herself down to begin milking her pee-pee. She moaned as she started to speed up, the vibrations sending a wave of pleasure crashing down my body. My muffled moans and futile squirming delighting Mommy as she giggled on her pee-pee. I love you, Mommy, I tried to say through her panties, now intermixed with her fluids and my saliva. She quickly stopped to my displeasure, her pee-pee throbbing for attention. She crawled on top of me, this time coming in close to my right ear. SHHH, Mommy loves you too, baby, she bit down on my earlobe, harder than before, as punishment causing me to whimper in both pleasure and pain, she released another one of her beautiful giggles. This time with a little bit of sadism to it. I swallowed in anticipation. You know, you love to suck on mommy's titties and mommy thinks that she would like to try. She kissed my neck and nibbled on it. She kissed my collarbone and nibbled on it. She kissed my pec and nibbled on it. Slowly she made her way down, kissing and nibbling throughout her journey. She smiled mischievously, glancing my way, looking at my wide and aroused eyes before looking right at my nipple and bit her lower lip. She opened her mouth, her shaky breath burning against my skin as she gave me one last glance before subverting my expectations as her tongue danced teasingly around my right nipple, occasionally licking right over it. Her hand, on the contrary, was roughly fondling my other chest, pinching and rubbing with reckless abandon as I squirmed in a mixture of pain and bliss when suddenly I felt it and drove me insane. A deep suction took a firm grip of my nipple as it continuously got assaulted by her tongue while the other was painfully pinched in between what is usually her gentle fingers. My back arched as my toes crinkled and my hands desperately clung onto the bedsheets as wave after wave of sensations washed over me. Eventually, Mommy had to release her suction to breathe. Her face adorably flushed as a string of saliva stayed connected to her lips and my darkened nipple. At the same time, she released her grip and started to softly caress the nipple she attacked as if apologizing. Mommy sniffled as she tried to catch her breath and she leaned in and rubbed her lips against my face to wipe the saliva off of her own. Try as she might, she couldn't hold back her laughter. The sweet sound caused my eyes to flutter in delight. "I can see why you like it so much," she said despite me being infinitely gentler. She chuckled. "Well, I don't think it's fair to only suckle on one of your boobies while the other gets abused." She eyed my other nipple. So, she crawled back up to my face and started kissing my face all over. "This is for being so good and obediently allowing mommy to have her way." She took her panties out of my mouth and rubbed it against her crotch, now more soaked than before, and rubbed it against my nose. "There you go, baby. Smell mommy's love for you, doesn't it smell nice?" I nodded fervently, making sure to keep quiet. "Oh, of course. You do. Mommy knows her baby so well," she cooed, caressing my face. She rubbed the panties on her once more before gently holding them above my mouth. "Give it a few licks. It's okay. Mommy didn't have to tell me twice," as I lapped up her dripping arousal. "That's enough, honey, now opens up." I obeyed and she put the wanted cloth back into my mouth. "Now, sweetheart. Mommy is going to enjoy herself some more, so behave." Soon enough the roles were reversed as she suckled tightly on my left nipple, but this time she let go and suckled rapidly to not lose her breath. My already sensitive nipple experiencing immense sensations. My right nipple likewise was getting abused by mommy's rough handling. I felt mommy's pee-pee build up in response, and even though she told me to be quiet, I had to warn mommy, so I moaned in alarm. She released and looked at me upset before realizing my relief as mommy's pee-pee settled down. She smiled. "Mommy is proud of you for not coming. Stay silent now. Mommy won't get distracted anymore." She gently rubbed my chest to alleviate the soreness before licking down my tummy, giving my belly button a quick kiss, and coming face to face with her pee-pee once more. There was precum all around mommy's pee-pee, which she looked at in admiration. So many tears. So much joy. She smiled. She looked at my balls and gently grabbed them. "Your balls are just too cute, baby." She giggled as she started to gently fondle and massage them. She bent down closer and started to tease my sack with her tongue before popping one into her mouth, sucking on it. She opened up wide and sucked in the other one before gently pulling them down, my back arching in pleasure once more before she let them slide out. She went back to her pee-pee and began licking from the bottom of the shaft to the head, making sure to tease the frenulum as much as possible. I bit down hard on mommy's panties, unable to handle the pleasure of mommy taking such good care of her pee-pee. The juices squeezing out onto my tongue only heightening the sensation. After finishing licking all of the precum up, she started giving quick pecks all over, each smooch sending sparks of vibrations like lighting down the shaft, all the while continuously massaging my balls. "Oh, mommy loves her pee-pee so much," she cried out as she began to hug and caress it against her face, smearing herself with clear fluid. Finally, after all of that agonizing teasing, she began to suck on the head and continue her way down. We looked each other in the eyes once more, our love evident in the shining orbs. She continued to suck and lick faster and faster. A moan escaped my lips, but mommy paid it no mind as I finally came as much as I could for mommy. As shot after shot hit against her throat, I noticed mommy's eyes rolled up and become glazed. Mommy's orgasm only intensified my own. Desperate gasps escaped mommy's lips as she gluttonously swallowed all my love for her. After those divine moments of pure bliss, mommy finally released, sucking in a much-needed breath of air. With shaky breaths, she slowly and exhaustedly began her crawl back up to me. With half-lidded eyes, she removed the gag and gently kissed me. A kiss filled with both of our love for each other. She lied her head next to mine, softly moving her fingers through my hair, and whispered those two magical words, the words I have been dying to hear. Good boy.